Lily, what's going on?
What up, Super Facts?
Shot City, what's good, man?
Oh, there
go
Jack.
What's good, Super Facts?
Oh, how y'all
Jack.
Doing?
Jack, I hear we got beef. We got beef?
Nah, I wouldn't necessarily call it beef.
Nah.
I got
you said it was beef.
Hey, hold on. I got some things I need to get off my chest, though.
Hold on. First off, hey guys, I want to thank both of you guys for coming back to air out some things, talk about some things. First off, Lily, how you doing?
I'm good. Good day, Super Bowl day.
Well, I'm doing good. What about yourself, Jack?
Man, I'm chilling, bro.
You chilling. Who, Lily, who you picking in the Super Bowl?
I don't even know who playing in the Super Bowl. I'm such a girl. I don't know.
You suck. Jack, who you got?
Man, I'm a roll with the GOAT.
Tom
Brady, baby.
Yeah, me too. But
he been there before, man. It's like betting against Jordan.
Facts. Lily, are you going to a Super Bowl party? Are you watching it at your house? What you gonna do?
If I stay home, no. If I go out, then yeah, I'll go to a party. But as of right now, I don't got no babysitter. You know that single mom life.
Zax. What about you, Jack? What you gonna do?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be going to watch it with my cousin. Him and his girlfriend, they doing something at her mom crib, so.
All right, man. Don't get too messed up, man. Remember, you gotta go to work tomorrow.
Oh no, I don't do that. No way. I'm all day.
Okay. So let's jump right into this. Jack, I know you voiced your opinion on. You listened to the woman's perspective when Lily was on there spitting that knowledge, and you know, let's just jump right into it. Like, what was your problem, beef? However you want to say it, what was your issue with it?
Well, if you listen to it, I listened to it a few different times just to make sure I wasn't tripping.
I was tripping, but go ahead.
But I never heard Lily say anything that she did wrong, with the exception of cheating. But then she eliminated her wrong by blaming her cheating on him cheating. And then...
Go ahead.
And then, secondly... I feel like there was no accountability there. Like at one point in her conversation, she was saying she wasn't fully in love with him, but she wanted to make her family work. And for me, that's a double negative, because if you want to make your family work, you don't have to be in a relationship for that to work.
Okay.
By staying in a relationship, knowing that you're not fully invested in it, you're actually making your family not work.
Okay.
Because you're building resentment.
Like a hostile situation.
Right. You're building resentment towards that person, and then they're also building resentment towards you because of the way the interactions and everything is transgressing in the relationship. That's actually driving the relationship further in the dirt than it would be for you to say, hey, look, let's end this thing on good terms and raise our kid without us having to deal with the consequences of a failed relationship and bad blood and all of that old bullshit. We can go ahead and end it here, still be friends, go our separate ways, and raise our child successfully.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you got to say, Lily, about what you just heard?
Well, I feel what he's saying. I'm listening. I'm taking it all in. But you get a lot of speculation on women who don't try. I tried. And I got pregnant early on with this man, and maybe I wasn't in love with him when I got pregnant, but I wanted to make my family work. I tried. He cheated, and I said, okay, let's get over it, because I feel like sometimes people just cheat. So I did what I could to make my family work, and I do get that sometimes when you stay in relationships that maybe you're not supposed to stay in, it's a problem. But I feel like at the end of the day, I can tell my son, like, hey, I tried to make a family with your father. I didn't give up on us. I didn't give up on family. So you can say that, but if a woman was cheating on you, Jack, woman was cheating on you, like my baby daddy was cheating on me, you would feel a certain way. And I didn't take away my wrong. Yeah, I maybe didn't, and I said that in the podcast, like, it's a lot of stuff that we have to talk about that I can't get into at the moment. And I said, that's for another conversation. It's because that it was, and maybe this is that conversation. I was insecure about my body. I gained a lot of weight. So maybe we weren't having sex as much as we should or anything like that. He cheated and he cheated and he cheated. And I said, fuck it, I'm going to cheat. So that was that. But it does not make it right. I agree with that. But I'm not blaming him fully. I am not. But if you want to say, if I could put a percentage on blame, fuck yeah. 80% him, 20% me.
Nah, that's bullshit.
That's not bullshit.
It has to be, because as an adult.
Hold on.
No, I let you talk.
Yeah, let her finish. Hey, Jack, let her finish with what she got to say. And then once she get done. Once she gets done, then you're gonna get your chance. Yeah.
So
that's how we're gonna do it.
Right. But I tried with him. I did what I could with him. Even when I found out he was cheating and females were calling me, let's go counseling this and that. He ain't wanna do that. Was I wrong in some instance? Yeah, I was wrong in some instance. I'm not gonna take the full on blame. I'm gonna take some of it, but he was wrong. And I was saying that before, my story is more common than any other story. Single moms are more common than any other stories. You can't tell me that I'm wrong when my story is the majority. Okay, it's some good black men out there. It's some good men out there, period. The one I fucked and had a baby with is not. But it, you know, go ahead. All right.
Hey. Go ahead. So, Jack, you got a problem with her saying he take 80% and she take 20%. What's your problem with that?
Here's the thing, bro. If a person is not 100% accountable for their actions, it's going to continue to repeat itself. If I, like prime example. I went to jail in Virginia for speeding, reckless driving, my fifth offense. I went to court. I tried to tell the judge, Your Honor, I was late. Traffic was bad. It was backed up, blah, blah, blah. Everything other than saying I fucked up. You know what that judge told me?
What he said?
She said, how much jail time is it going to take for you to slow down? I said, well, ma'am, I don't think I need any jail time. I've taken the defensive driving course. I've taken a driver improvement course. I've started waking up for work earlier on time to leave out to try to account for the time that, you know, traffic may cause. She said, no, Mr. Jackson, you don't understand. You're going to jail. The question is for how long? And when I sat in that jail cell, I had to have a very difficult conversation with myself. Mm-hmm. As much blame as I wanted to put on everything else, the traffic, oversleeping, the time that I had to be there real early, I was tired, blah, 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 blah. None of that shit mattered. And if I wanted to correct my behavior, being that behavior was driving too fast, 20 or over the speed limit is considered reckless driving in the state of Virginia. I had to take accountability, 100% accountability. I had to eliminate the fact that traffic was there.
Get to the point, Jack.
So what I'm saying, Lily, is the longer you keep telling yourself, I was only 20% wrong for cheating on my man, and then the very next breath saying, I was trying to make my relationship work for my family, you fooling yourself.
First of all,
you were 100% wrong for cheating on your man, no matter what he did. Okay.
First of all, I made it work before I started cheating. I'm not going to get into the logistics and whatever, how he cheated, but don't get me wrong. Disclaimer. It is a certain way to do things. the way he cheated on me was so severe, so wrong. And I'm not saying that I should retaliate on how he cheated on me, but he cheated on me in a so, the most horrible way he cheated on me. I'll leave it at that. I'm not saying that I'm right from what I'm doing. I'm saying that what I did was, and by all means, and I'm going to keep saying that, I was not right. I was not right. Okay? But he started the whole shit. Even though I tried to make our family, even when I said, I want to make our family work, I want to make our family work, he was like, okay, okay. He should have been the one to say, I can't do this. I can't do this. That's all I'm saying. Because I tried. I tried. So don't bring me that whole, oh, when I went to jail and they told me how much time I wanted to bullshit. Some niggas ain't shit and they ain't gonna never be shit. You need to let them own to that shit. And that's what the fuck
but was. What you failing to realize is at some point.
Wait. Hold on. Before you finish that statement, don't ever tell me I failed anything. I don't fail shit. Don't tell me I failed to realize. Because I realize everything. That's what I'm gonna say first. I was wrong and he was wrong. But what he was more wrong is that as we continue on raising a person, a whole human being, he's wrong. That's my issue. Am I a little bit bitter towards the fact that I don't have a man in my child's life? Yeah, fuck yeah. But don't ever tell me that I'm wrong because niggas can fuck 100 girls and if a girl fuck 10 dudes, be a hoe. But y'all can fuck 100 men. So don't play me on that. Don't play me on that. I said what I said.
So Jack, let me ask you this.
The reality of all of that, though, is all of those things that you just stated about, you know, men having sex with 100 women and they being cool and then a woman having to say that, that's all perception. Because when it's all said and done, in order for a man to have sex with 100 women, that woman has to be having sex. So if you, depending on what side of the street you're standing on looking at it, everybody's fucking. So that tag we want to put on shit as far as, oh, well, man, if a man do it, oh, he a pimp. And if a girl do it, she a hoe. A man can't do it without a girl.
You're right. And it's different standards.
That's bullshit.
No, you're right. I agree. It is different standards. Because I do know as a woman, I can't go out and do the same thing a man do because I'm not a man. I do get that. I feel like Jack, that you're a good dude. Your problem is you're defending all good dudes because there are few and many of good dudes.
No. I'm not defending any dude.
No, at all. No. You are defending that you are a good man and you have to defend all good men. You saying you're not, but you do because you're like, no, I don't think like that. You think normally. You think how a man should think. These other
niggas. But see, that's what you're wrong at. I've cheated. I've been an ain't shit nigga.
I never said you were wrong for cheating. Did you listen to that?
Lily, you're not listening. You telling me that I'm a good man, so I'm standing here and I'm speaking from a good man's mindset.
Yeah, well, that's
what
I'm
you
saying.
Just said.
But no, that yeah, that's what you're right. That's what I just said. But earlier in the conversation, I did say that sometimes people cheat. Sometimes it happens. It happens. And I'm not saying anybody's bad that do it. So I'm not saying nobody's bad at their cheat. It's a certain way to do things. That's all I'm saying. It's a certain way to do things. And I'm making it better.
So what you said, worse. Let me make sure I'm understanding you right. Mm-hmm. If a guy cheats in a certain way, whatever this certain way that you're speaking of, that means that it's okay?
No, nah, I never said that.
I don't
that.
Think she's saying
no,
that.
No, that's not what I said. Thank I'm, you. That's not what I'm so saying. It's a certain way to do a lot of things, and I'm not saying. And I said that. I said a disclaimer. I said.
Well, be specific in what you're saying. What do you mean?
Be specific. You're just not listening.
What are these certain things you're speaking of? You can't say certain things and specific in the same sentence.
First of all, it is a way to do things, and I'm not like. And I said before because I have to repeat it because you're clearly not listening. It is a certain way to do things. If you are cheating on somebody, not saying that is right, it is always wrong to cheat. Always, always, always. But the fact when somebody do it so disrespectful, like they give no fuck about your feelings and how you feel about things, is wrong. It's wrong. I'm going to cheat on you. and it's gonna be my bitch, and you gonna know about it. It's a wrong thing to do. It's wrong. And I'm not saying that you are going to bat for every nigga in the world, but your mindset is thinking because you're a good guy. That's what I'm saying. You're a good guy. So you're like, no, I don't think like that. I don't do that. So obviously you're coming at me because I'm going full hard on a nigga who ain't shit, and you're defending you're defending men on a nigga that do the right thing.
Lee and Jack, like this, Jack, tell me if I'm wrong, okay? I take it that you're the way you're responding is because you feel like no matter what, cheating is wrong. Ain't no, you shouldn't be saying if you're going to cheat, this is the way you know, it's a way to do it. Is that what you like have an issue with?
That's accurate. There's no right way to cheat. Because she brought up the disregarding of feelings, right? Cheating in and of itself is disregarding your partner's feelings.
I agree.
Sticking your penis inside another woman when you're in a relationship with a woman,
and it's levels to cheating.
Is that is disregarding the person's feelings. So anything that happens after that, in my opinion, is null and void. If you find out about it because the nigga was sloppy, whatever, that shit is null and void because it shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Right. Have you ever, Jack? Have you ever been cheated on?
Yes.
And how did it make you feel?
It made me feel like shit.
And after you cheated on him. After you were cheated on, did you cheat on somebody else? Like, okay, you got cheated on. And in your next relationship, did you cheat on that person?
No.
Lies.
No, I mean, I don't have a reason to lie. I have zero reason to lie. But first of all, cheating... Listen, me and Superflex had a conversation a couple days ago, and when I brought this whole cheating thing up, because I talked to him about how I felt about you saying, well, you know, I cheated because he cheated, you know, he cheated first, and then that made me cheat. I talked to him about how I felt about that, and mm-hmm. this is what I said. Mm-hmm. If I'm the type of person that doesn't steal things, right?
Right.
Somebody stealing from me can't make me go out and steal some shit from somebody
else.
That's
a whole different... Okay, look, Jack, I ain't got time for your metaphors, okay? I really don't. I really, really,
the
really
philosopher.
Don't.
But listen to what I'm saying, though. You telling me that I'm lying...
I'm not saying you're
because
lying.
Of,
you're not a liar.
You just, did you not just say lies?
Well, when you're I said, right. Nah, you know I what, didn't, you're right. You, lies.
If we gonna have a conversation, we have to keep it consistent.
Okay.
So back to what I was saying, I was cheated on. But after that happened, right? I told the person, because I don't wanna give too much detail, but I told this person, listen, I understand you seem remorseful behind it. More than remorseful, you seem like you understand why it happened. So in order, what that said to me was, she understood why it happened. So that makes me feel a little bit more comfortable with the fact that it might not happen again. But when a person is blaming things on other things that have nothing to do with why something happened, it's gonna happen again. Because they don't know why it happened. So they can't eliminate it from happening again.
Right.
So now going forward in that relationship, you know, it had got to the point to where, okay, we patched things up. We were having sex. My dick just completely went limp because all I could think about was he fucking her like this? Was he making her moan like this? Or was his dick bigger than mine? Was it better than me? Shit. You know, all of that shit was running through my mind, but that still didn't, it didn't take away from the fact that she showed remorse. She showed understanding, and we continued to work on our relationship, and it thrived for years after that.
But was that the only time she cheated, or that's the only time
as
you know
as far as
of?
I know, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only time.
As far
you know
as I know, yeah.
I'm saying,
did you cheat after did you, that?
Right, did you
no, cheat? No, I didn't.
Okay.
You stayed faithful?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, I just want to know what should she have done? Once homie cheated on her, what should she have done after, you know,
she
should have
put her big girl panties on, and sat down and talked to herself and said, am I willing to run the risk of this nigga cheating on me again? Or is something like cheating a deal breaker for me?
Okay.
And if it's a deal breaker for me, then I'm out.
Okay. So.
And that's a very difficult conversation to have with yourself, especially when one or two of these things are involved, love and kids. It's hard as fuck to just pack your shit and walk the fuck away. But when you look at the grand scheme of things, that is a whole lot easier than staying in a relationship, going through the nigga phone, checking to see what he doing.
Right.
Just sitting at, when he's out right. with his friends, you sitting at home ruminating on, man, is he talking to other bitches? Is he really out with his friends? Is he out with another bitch? And all of that shit builds animosity. And that animosity bleeds into your relationship constantly. And that's why kids, that's why your story, like you said, is more common than not.
Okay. So, my story, and I can't speak for every woman, but I'm not going to lie, my insecurities about myself and my body came into play with my relationship. Me just wanting a whole family because I didn't have a family growing up. That came into play. So sometimes there are different factors that come into play and why women stay. And I never thought that. I literally be looking at women like, why would you stay? You stupid bitch. But when all those factors come into play, like, I literally was like, nobody else is going to want me. I might as well stay. I thought that. So when he cheated, I forgave him because I felt like, boy, ain't nobody else gonna want me. Like, he want me. Ain't nobody else gonna pay the other half of this rent like he's paying. So it was like that. So every situation is different. And I keep saying over and over, I'm never giving him the full blame. Is he stupid? Fuck yeah, he's stupid. Fuck yeah. But at the same time, I did have some blame to play in it. I wasn't fully secure in myself and my body and my mind and my soul and all that other stuff like that. No. But men, some men harp on that insecurity and they know about it. Like I said, and that goes back to me saying, like, you a good dude. So that's probably why you don't see that, because you couldn't understand why a man would be that way. But it's men out there that look for women who are insecure and they play on that factor.
But you keep saying that, and I've never ever said that I don't think that men are bogus.
No, I didn't say that you said that. I didn't say that you said that. My thing is, you're saying that your whole quote unquote beef with me is that I was trying to make it seem like I wasn't, you know, accountable for any actions, and I'm telling you that I was. That I was. And I'm telling you,
right, but you, but what you saying, what you saying is you only claiming a certain percent.
Yes, I am. And I'm sorry, I'm gonna hold you no matter what you say.
She's sticking to her guns. But I wanna I wanna ask you a question.
Donald Trump sticks to his guns too, but that don't mean he right.
Don't put me in the same back as your president.
Hold on.
What were you saying?
Look, you funny, Jack. I wanted to ask you a question. Okay, so when was the last time you actually, like, dated another man besides your child's father?
I've been on a few dates. I've dated.
But I'm saying somebody that you can call your boyfriend.
I haven't had a boyfriend since. And remember the last time we talked, Super Facts, I said I needed time to get my mind together. I had to make sure that I was a good woman for the next person that I date. Remember I said that?
I do remember you said that, but, you know.
So I got a question in regards to that.
Okay.
How can you make sure you're a good woman for a guy that you don't even know?
Okay. You ready for me to answer?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a certain amount of things that a woman in her mind thinks that she deserves. Okay? And if I say, I deserve for a man to surprise me with gifts, I deserve for a man to take me on a trip, I deserve for a man to show me affection and to kiss me and to look at me lovingly and to just be stable mentally and physically and emotionally. And I had to look at myself and say, if I want all these things, I need to be able to give all these things. So I had to work on the things that I wanted from a man to be able to give those to the man that I want. I can't speak for the men I don't know. Right, you're right. But the things that I want people to give me, I have to work on that myself. So can I go on my credit card and buy a man a trip? No, I can't afford that. I need to chill out on that. So sometimes you have to say, can I do the same things that I'm asking? And every okay. woman.
So here's the second part of that
question. That's dope.
Here's the second part of that question. What if the guy that's giving you all of this stuff don't want none of that back from you?
That's fine. He doesn't have to want
so
it.
Wait. Hold on.
Okay.
And the reason I ask that is because you're preparing yourself to give a man something that he may not.
No.
Listen. You're not listening.
Okay, I'm listening.
That he may not see any value in.
Okay.
Because some niggas don't want to go, they don't want to travel the country.
That's fine.
Some niggas don't want to be kissed on and loved on and don't need all of that.
That's
so
fine.
If you get into a, wait a minute, if you get into a relationship with a guy and you feel, okay, I'm ready to give everything that I'm looking for, right?
Right.
And this guy's giving you what you're looking for and you're giving him what you have prepared yourself to give him, that may be a turnoff to him. So,
no.
So listen, the result would be, now I got another ain't shit ass nigga because I've been doing this, I've been doing that, I've been doing this, and this nigga still cheating, this nigga still ain't this, he still ain't that.
No, see,
what you got to say to that?
No. First, what I have to say is that I am preparing myself to give what I am asking for. What I am asking for. It may not be what he wants, but it's
what I'm telling you, Lily, is you need to prepare yourself to receive
but
what you're asking
for. But why are you cutting
for?
What you need to prepare yourself to receive what I am saying.
I hear what you're saying, but no, I'm talking to you from a man's perspective.
And if you
what's up?
I can't talk to him because he won't let
you,
me talk.
If you saw
Jack,
you,
but
Jack,
I can't let, talk to Jack, him. Let her.
I'm addressing what she has already said.
No, but I can. You asked me a question and I can't even answer.
Let her answer. Once she finish, go ahead and you know get back at her. As soon as she finish, I know you're licking your chops over there. I know you licking your chops. But look, so once she finish, just go ahead. You know, do what you got to do.
Okay, what I'm saying to what you previously said, what if I prepare, your question was, what if I prepare myself and say I'm ready for this to give him this and give him that, and then that's not what he wants, right? Okay, so my thing is, I'm preparing myself to say, okay, Salisha, you want the guy to do this, you want him to do that, you want him to do this. I need to be able to do those same things, not saying that he wants it, but I can't ask for something that I'm not ready to give as well myself. That is my thing. I'm open to other options. I need to be able to give him what I'm asking for. And I think that that is fair. So if I'm ready to 100% commit to him, I need for him to be ready. It needs to be both sides. That's all I'm saying. So maybe he want me to buy him a trip to Cancun, you know what I'm saying, or Cabo. He not into that type of stuff. That's fine. But I could if he wanted me to. That's all I'm saying. Because some guys aren't into that. I get that. And some girls, like what you said, and it reminded me just now, my ex, I'm not into like handbags. I like nice handbags, but I'm not into guys giving me it. I don't need it. But he would get me upset and he'll buy me a nice handbag. And I'd be like, to make him crazy. Like, that's not what I asked for. Because I'm not a flashy girl. So it didn't really do nothing for me. You know what I'm saying? So I get what you're saying. I want to be able to give what I'm asking for. Not saying that it's okay, but I want to be able to have that option. Am I answering your question? Am I missing something? Jack?
Yeah.
What?
You missed a bunch.
How?
Jack, they got quiet. He taking his time to answer now.
How? When I'm telling you, like, I'm giving him what he's, if he doesn't want it, it's fine. I'm able to do that. And there's nothing wrong with that.
You still got an issue with that, Jack?
What I don't understand is, what does your ability to buy him a trip have to do with?
No, it's not. Then you're missing the whole. You're missing the whole thing.
So, Lily, he's not listening. He's not listening.
I'm actually listening very effectively.
You're not.
And then when I address her direct words,
yeah,
I get told, no, that's not what I'm saying.
That's not because I'm saying
she,
I want to be
she
able
definitely
to.
Said she definitely said she wants to be able to buy her man a trip somewhere. Correct?
No, yes. I'm saying no, that's not correct.
Did she not say that?
She said she wants to be able to take her, I guess, significant other on a trip. She wants to be able to do that type of thing.
If I'm asking for it.
Even if that's not what he into, I guess.
Yeah, I want to be able to do it. If that's
she just
want
to be able to do
okay.
it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. okay, okay. We all on the same page, right? She wants to be able to do that.
Because
right?
that's what I would like.
Okay. From the man's perspective, what value does that add to the relationship?
Oh my God, Jack. Oh my God, Jack.
And I'm asking super facts this.
Oh what my you? God, Jack. Jack, you're ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
So, hey, look.
He's
so,
ridiculous.
I mean, let me put it all in layman's terms.
Oh.
She should not be holding herself back from getting into a relationship.
Right, okay.
When what she... Wait. When no. what her determining factor is may or may not be of value to the man that may be the man of her dream.
First of all...
That may be the nigga that's willing to give her everything she wants and not want anything back
from
her.
And I'm okay with that. I'm just saying... I want to be able, if I'm asking for something, I want to be able to do that. I'm not saying I'm a shoo a dude away. I'm not saying
that's,
that.
All right, that's just something personal within you.
Yes, it's personal within me. I want to say, oh, and, shit.
But I also
the part that y'all missing is I understand all of that. And what I'm asking is,
I that's what I was about to say. Like, but you pretty much like, that's cool and all. But you stopping yourself from, you know, finding that dude. Because
you're not. But I'm not holding
that's,
a standard.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm holding a standard with myself.
Y'all telling me that I'm not listening. Y'all not being receptive to what I'm asking.
Okay.
There's no right or wrong answer to what I'm asking.
Okay, ask the question.
What I'm asking from Lily is, what is the value in that?
It's no value.
And I'm not saying there's no value. I'm not saying there's no value.
So what are you asking?
Right.
Oh, Lord.
You asking, wait, first off, you say, what is the value in it? But then you say, there's no value.
First of all, what I'm saying is from the man that don't want a trip.
Okay.
There's no value in it for him.
Okay.
What I'm asking Lily is, what is the value in it for her? Meaning, it will either make me more secure with myself, it will make me feel like XYZ, whatever. I'm asking, not for me, I'm asking for the listeners to understand if it may be another woman out here that feels that same way, that may be looking for somebody to validate
okay.
why she feels that
I
way.
I feel you, Jack.
Y'all get
no,
y'all
Jack,
taking
I feel
offense
you.
To what
no,
I'm
Jack,
saying
I'm
as if I'm challenging
you.
Her.
Hey.
But that's not the
no,
game.
I feel what you're saying. No, I
good ass question, Jack. Damn. Hey, man, get out your feelings. Good question, though. Great question.
I gotta ask it and get beat up 100 times before y'all
because, listen,
like, okay.
Because you just broke it down. You wasn't saying it like that.
Okay,
you know what
Jack,
I'm saying?
I feel you. I feel what you're
y'all
saying.
Y'all wasn't letting me say it like that.
No,
y'all kept telling me,
because,
you ain't listening.
Listen,
you don't understand.
Listen.
You don't
because
know
because
what,
you, it's taking
what
you,
saying,
it's taking you an hour to get there.
Okay, look. Jack, come back. First of all, I get it. My issue is that I don't want to be a basic chick. I want, if I'm accepting a man in my life and I want a good, strong man in my life, I want to be able, listen to me, Jack, when I say this. I want to be able to give him a strong woman. So I want to be able to be stable and bring something to the table. And that's what me and Superfax was talking about last time. I want to be a good woman, and I want to be able to do things for my man as he do things for me. And not saying that it's of importance, and not saying that if I can't do nothing for him, I'm gonna push him away. No, I just want to be a good woman. I want to fill him up as he fills me up. And that's important to me. That's super important to me. That's all I'm saying. I just want to be dope to him as he's dope to me. So if he surprises me with a trip, and that's just an example. A tripping is an example. If he surprises me with a trip, one day I want to do the same thing. If he say, oh my God, one day I want to go to Greece. That's a bucket list. I want to be able to do that for him because he did it for me. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That is all and I'm my saying. I want to be dope for my him perspective, like he dope for me. That's it.
I got you. My perspective on that is, You can do all of that. Mm-hmm. You can be flat broke. Meet a guy that fills your gas tank up. And I don't mean your physical gas tank on your car. I mean your physical gas tank inside your body.
Right.
He fills you up and gives you the motivation you need to be able to get that trip for him. And that makes it so much more valuable.
For the total
of the relationship, because for one, it makes that man feel like, man, my shorty was broke as hell. Me and her put our heads together,
and
we got our shit together, and we got it done. But when you got a man, and a lot of women don't understand this, when you have a man, our responsibility is to provide and protect.
Not all men think like that, Jack.
That's how they should think.
We're not talking about thinking. We talking about shit that nobody has control over. Okay. Whether guys understand this about themselves or not. Mm-hmm. That's why we are here.
Okay, Jack. You'll be with me, squashed or not.
I don't have any beef.
Superfax, what'd he say? I ain't got no beef with you, nigga. I got beef with Lili. Lili on the mic.
The reason that word was used was because that's how it was presented.
That's how I presented it. That was me. I'll take the blame for that. It was just a little issue.
Let's move on to the next topic.
Listen. Okay, well.
Y'all ain't gonna let me finish? Is that what y'all saying?
Go ahead and say what you was gonna say, bro. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is, we started off with the whole cheating thing, right? Okay. And it's not just about sex. It's not just about, man, my girl done gained a little weight, or, man, you know, her ass used to be fat. She done lost a lot of weight. It's skinny. She ain't got no ass now. It's not always about that. It could be about the guy not feeling like he's her man. I'll give you a perfect example with my baby mama. When we first started, fresh decided we was gonna be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. She needed some tires on her car.
Bitches always need tires, don't they?
Wait.
Bitches always need tires and a battery.
She told another guy about it. The guy could have just been her friend. Could have been somebody that she was fucking with. I don't know. We were fresh.
What happened?
We were fresh. But how that made me feel, I'm going to get to that.
How that made me feel, Jack.
Because we're not talking about the tires on her car.
I know. You talk. You talking about another nigga did the shit for her. I get it. I feel you.
That's not what I'm saying. I lost the tires for her.
Another nigga fixed it. I get you. I feel you.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I put the tires on her car. But what bothered me as a nigga that was supposed to be her man was that she told her.
Spit it out. You hurt.
Let's go to the next topic. I'm not in my feelings. It's frustrating when we trying to put on a show for other people but the conversation ain't flowing.
No, it's like, going back and forth about. Look, check it out, man. This shit is great. I don't know what you mean.
Jax, okay, super facts. Okay, look, I'm gonna talk to Jax.
This is great.
Jax, stop. Come on, man. We're just trying to have fun. I get what you're saying. You were right. She was wrong. I get it.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm
tired. I get it. You are not talking about the tires. You were just saying what happened. Her reaction and how she went forward with it was wrong. I get that.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What you saying?
What you saying, baby?
What you saying, Jack?
What I'm saying is she did what she thought was okay.
Right. And it was
not you're not listening. Like y'all asked me to stop cutting y'all off. And
Lily, don't cut them off, Lily. Please.
Okay, too fast. Lily's quiet.
The part that we missing here is she did what she was used to doing. Hey, I got a problem. I'm used to talking to whoever about it. What the failure of it was, I'm not considering how my man would feel in this situation. My man, I got the type of man that likes to be a provider, that likes to feel like, and outside of liking that, it's value in understanding that about your man. Mm-hmm. Because you might also have the type of nigga that don't want to deal with your problem.
True.
So you constantly coming to him with, man, my bill, my light bill later, my cable bill about to get cut off. He might not want to hear that shit. He might be used to dealing with a chick that got her shit together, that's her bills paid and all of that. So you bringing that to your man, and that may run him off. So that was the whole purpose of what I'm saying as far and when it comes to value in a relationship. You got to understand. And as wrong. A man.
She was wrong. I agree with you. No, she was. She was wrong. I agree with you. But Jack, let's move on. Jack is super fast. Did y'all hear that shit with Dream Doll? Did y'all hear about that shit? Did you listen to her diss record back to Tory Lanez?
Listen, I know about it, but I didn't take time to listen to it, you know, because this whole thing with Tory Lanez, man, I feel like is so stupid. Like he wanna diss everybody and I swear I ain't listened to it though.
Okay, but so tell me how y'all feel about it. Like Tory Lanez basically was just telling everybody they was fucking. You know what I'm saying? Put her out there like that. She really liked him. How y'all feel about that? Like a dude just saying, yeah, I fucked and this, that, and the third, and basically saying, yeah, I fucked up for free, even though she really liked him. Is she wrong for putting out a diss track about
it?
Because
I don't think she wrong. I mean, it is what it is. Like if he said that shit that they done fucked, he telling everybody, he gotta be prepared to whatever, however she gonna come back, her rebuttal right. or whatever, he gotta be prepared right. for that. So it is what it is. I don't think she wrong, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I look at it. Niggas should keep his mouth shut.
It's that whole man-woman dynamic, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's that whole thing where, you know, guys can do what they want and women can't do what they want, but I enjoyed it. I so enjoyed her clap back. I really did. I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
What was she saying in the song?
She was like, the nigga tried to suck her toes through her sock. Like, I'm here for it.
So basically, she just put out a song just talking about their sexual experience.
Because he played her. So she was basically saying, like, nigga, you was in this pussy loving it. So why and, you trying to make
oh, so what? He put out only the things that she was doing, or
well, yeah, he put out. He basically just said, "Yeah, I got the pussy for free," just making it seem like she a hoe. Like, I got it for free, and it kind of made her feel a certain way because she really liked him, and she said that. She said, "I liked him. I thought we was doing something." So that shows like a different dynamic. Like, it'd be a whole bunch of times a woman is just like, I'm feeling this dude, and he'd be on a whole different page. That's why I brought it up, because I just wanted to get y'all opinion on it, you know, like what you think about that. Like, you a woman be really digging you and y'all just like, nah, bitch, you a hoe, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in that situation before. I've been in a situation where say of course that, you know, I mean, shorty was feeling me and I wasn't really feeling her like that. And I mean, just to be real, sex was good. So I mean,
you just
when
kept
it's
going.
Yeah, you go, you keep going, but then you, but you see, the thing is, what women sometimes fail to get is that in the beginning.
Stop saying that.
What? Stop saying what?
What they fail to get, like
what y'all fail to understand. What y'all fail to understand when we tell you guys, once we tell y'all, and like say for instance, a man tell y'all, like, hey, look, check it out. I ain't trying to be in a relationship, but this, if you want to keep going with this, and we having sex.
It's 2019. Y'all the sad niggas.
Well, if we the sad niggas, we the sad niggas.
Yeah, let it be.
Look,
don't
when
do
I was
that,
what you mean
what,
let it
what
be?
Y'all
fail
let to realize be. Is that y'all the sad niggas.
I don't care about, like, okay, let me talk past tense. Because it's seeming like I'm talking in press. You feel me? Let me talk in
past
tense.
He mean
tense,
by past tense. He mean about his whole days. Let's take it away.
Exactly. Look,
let's take it back.
I wouldn't care about being no side dude. I've been a side dude before. You know what I'm saying? I've been
Pope
a
Chronicles.
Side dude before. So I don't have no issue with being, I didn't have an issue with being a side dude. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
But
I know what I was doing. I played my role. I don't look.
Ooh,
no
texting.
No texting. Unless you hit me up, I'm not finna be contacting you at all. And, okay. And you know, she did most of her contacting through Snapchat. So, hey, I played my position well. You know what I'm saying? They don't call me the people's champ for nothing. I don't bring problems. You know what
Jack.
I'm saying?
Jack.
I don't do none of that. Hey, Jack, go ahead.
Yo.
Hey, look, Jack, go ahead and give your opinion or your, not your opinion, but a story that you probably did something. We got like 10 minutes left.
I mean, that side dude shit, that's all cool and well. I mean, because at the end of the day, the goal in most of the situations we get in, the goal is to fuck.
Facts.
So if I meet a chick and I'm feeling her and she tell me from the jump, mm-hmm. man, look, I just want to smash,
mm-hmm.
I'm with it. And if I start catching feelings, I'ma tell her, hey, look, you know, I get in my feelings a little bit when you tell me you would do.
Right.
So what I'll do in that situation is I fall back. I'm not the type of nigga that's going, well, man, look, shorty, you need to leave your man for one, because
right,
that's never gonna work, because
exactly.
She either gonna cheat on me with her nigga, or
exactly.
She gonna leave her nigga, get with me, and then go fuck off with another nigga.
Exactly.
So that's never gonna work. If you just want to smash,
mm-hmm.
cool. Let's make. I'm gonna make sure I strap up. I might eat the pussy. I'm not sure, because I'm not trying to, you know, nah. I mean,
it's suspect.
It's definitely
suspect. Super suspect.
Wow, super fact. I like this super facts. I like him a lot.
this
super facts is in rare form.
But yeah, I mean, and as far as she asked about the Tory Lanez shit,
uh-huh. yeah.
For one, any nigga that put a chick on blast for giving him what he wanted,
right,
is lame as hell.
Lame. Super
whether it was just them just fucking, or whether she thought it was more, he lame as hell for that.
On the real, that's
secondly,
why I don't blame him.
Secondly, being a grown up, the communication had to have got crossed somewhere, because
right.
she thought it was one thing
and
he thought
it was
something
another.
Different.
I agree.
And neither one of them, either they did sit down and talk about it, and they both lied,
right,
or they never even talked about it.
Right.
For it to get to that point.
Listen, man.
Do I think she bogus for putting him on blast after he did what he did?
Right.
I can't say for sure, but just from what I heard from Lily, hell no, she not bogus.
You gotta look into that, Jack. You gotta look into it.
Because,
oh, yeah,
because if you sucking toes through socks, you was damn near in love with that.
Exactly. Exactly, man. This dude is fronting, bro. He's fronting.
Right.
He know damn well he probably was in their pillow talking and doing all types
day.
Of shit. Ain't
all
nobody,
day.
Ain't no woman.
And that's happy.
Sometimes,
that's happy
rare cases, you might find a woman that, you know, she might get confused.
Right.
Rare. But
right.
come on, man.
Right.
We talking to, man, come on, man. The women, women, they go off what you tell, like you sitting right. there telling her this type of thing. That's the whole thing right there. The man was telling her. Then he wanna go put the business out there. That's some lame ass shit, just like you said, man. Ain't nobody trying to hear. I don't feel sorry for that, man. If she put out another song, she should put out another song.
So I like this super facts. This super facts I fuck with.
Oh my God.
You keep this same energy. I like this.
Hey, look, nah, because you know what? And I need both of y'all to come back on.
We need a part two.
Check it out. We're going to have a part two. Are you down with that, Jack? You down with having a part
two? Yeah, let's do the part two right now.
Okay. All right, look.
We're running out of time.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
We can find part two right back.
All right, we finna do part two. You got time, Lily?
I don't have time for part two.
Okay, all right.
Now she running.
I'm just playing. Hey, look, but I'm not playing. She running. But
I know it's on Sunday, but we can do part two next Sunday or whatever Sunday. Day.
It's
Super Bowl Sunday, but then she said she don't even know who playing in the Super Bowl.
Hey, man, you heard it.
No, if we do part two, I'd have to wait a couple of hours and the Super Bowl gonna start. That's what I'm saying.
We can do it tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'm free tonight. I don't give a damn about this Super Bowl, really.
Hey, set up three.
Check it out. And then on part two, I want us to, Lily, this is what I want you to do on part two. Did you listen to the last episode?
Yeah.
Okay. So you heard, I want you to tell me your thoughts, not right now, but I want you to tell me your thoughts on the next segment, part two. What did you think, or how do you feel about Jack saying that if any man say he never licked ass, that he's lying? I want you to tell me how you feel about that statement. I want a woman's view on that statement, and I need you to tell me how you ever got it done. But don't answer that. I'm not gonna answer it now. You know, hey, look, check this out, man. Y'all guys were on the fire today. It was a great conversation. It was some things in there that, you know, brought a little tension, but it wouldn't be no great conversation if that didn't happen. This is
right.
The
Jack was trying
Super
to come
Facts
to me a little
podcast.
Bit.
He was supposed to come for you. He was supposed to. You know what I'm saying?
It's cool. It's all love.
Yeah, it's all love here. You know, Jack been my boy for years, and you know, I know what type of guy he is.
We all vets, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. That's true. Yep.
Dope.
And so, look, hey, Jack, thank you so much, man. You already know what it is. And
back at you, bro.
Lily, you know what it is. Y'all, I need y'all to hit my line when y'all feel comfortable about doing this tonight so we can get it cracking.
All day.
And you know,
don't
just hit my line, let me know.
We can do this.
No, okay. I'm not drinking at all. I'm staying in the house and watch the game. I'm by myself, me and my fiance. So I ain't doing nothing. I'm just gonna be waiting on you guys. Ask Jack, he the one who's going somewhere.
All right, Jack, don't get too crazy.
No,
I don't get bent. Okay. All right. So later tonight, then we'll hit each other up. Okay.
All right. All right, y'all. All right.
One.
All right. Bye.
Bye.